This recording, Texas 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes, rainbow drops in the air. They act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since the physicists have found that it's not reflection, but refraction by the rainbow drops which causes the rainbows, many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band. Since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow, this is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I'm going to start off with my family and tell you how much I love them and appreciate them, because I'm blessed for them helping me so much and giving me the opportunity to come and get a degree, because before they didn't have that much money to pay for my tuition in college. Now, I'm going to tell you why I appreciate my mom so much, because she's taught me to be very loyal and respectful and to be true and honest to people. Okay, I learned from her on how to treat a woman, and by seeing her hurt from my father. They're divorced now, but she's very happy now. She's moved on. And my dad is one of my best friends. I've learned so much from him, from the right and the wrong. Both my mom too, she's my best friend too, you know. I can talk to them about anything. But going back as far as the heart, it's no joke, because when I see, you know, the pain and the suffering that my mama went through, I've realized that when it comes to relationships and when it comes to treating a person, when you treat people the way you want to be treated, I think that's the way it should be. When she's taught me about from having faith to faith, you shall overcome victory. When you give, you shall receive. And when you're true, you shall be free.